Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast. Sitting across town from me is Matt Salgado. How are you, sir?
Yo, what is up, everybody? How is everybody doing today?
Matt and I are doing a remote this week because life gets in the way sometimes, goddammit.
Life finds a way. And also,
I knew it. I fucking knew you were going to say it.
Gets in the way.
I knew you were going to say it.
I have
you
to.
You fucking Jurassic Smark.
Oh, that's me. Oh, that's a good podcast.
I was just thinking the same thing. That should be the name of our fucking podcast. Jurassic we should change
Smarks.
It now.
Maybe we should rebrand ourselves as Jurassic Smarks.
We should.
I'm writing that down right now.
How are you, sir? How's the fucking jury duty life treating you?
Oh, my gosh. So, jury duty story of the week, and it'll probably be the last one you guys ever hear, except for, you know, when it finally ends, which will probably be never.
A recap.
Yeah. So, today was supposed to be the last day, and we did, both parties did closing arguments, and that took all flipping day. So, I knew it would, because I actually gave you a call earlier today, just saying, like, hey, I might not be able to actually do this show, because the bailiff straight up told us right before we left for lunch that, you know, there's a good chance we're going to be stuck here all day, or all night even, and that we would probably best like make all our phone calls now, because of course you're not able to have the phones in the courtroom at all, or even in the jury room, so you're kind of just SOL. And so that's what it was, man. And so they did closing arguments. It lasted all day. I couldn't believe it lasted all day, but rightfully so. The guy wanted to get his stuff in, you know. I'm gonna throw an industry term out there, but you can get his shit in. And you know, he wanted to make sure we all knew what, you know, we were getting ourselves into as far as, you know, what we're going to decide on. So it took forever. Right. And it even went past five. The guy was still going, but he was like, you know what? He's like, it's been a long day. I'm going to end it right there. And if you guys want to, you know, he goes, if you guys want to decide tonight or tomorrow, you know, he goes, it's all up to you guys now. And the judge gave us the decision if we wanted to go into the night and deliberate, or if he wanted to come back in the morning and actually do it. And as much as we've all, you know, we're like over jury duty as a whole,
right.
We were all mentally exhausted. So we all felt it was best if we came in fresh faced pretty much, and, you know, came in like guns a blazing in the morning and get her done. So hopefully it gets finished tomorrow by noon. You know, I'm hoping so. It's all done on their end. It's all up to us now. And we got all our instructions as far as, you know, what we're actually going to decide. So all we got to do now is pick a foreman and then make our decision, which it shouldn't take too long. I think we're all on the same page. So yeah, that's my jury duty story of the week. So hooray.
Hooray.
Yeah.
You sound so excited.
Oh my gosh. I am just, you can tell by the sound of my voice that I'm so over it. Like it's absolutely insane. It's been 3 weeks of my life. And the show has been, you know, a nice little escape from that. But, you know, when you're not at work for the most part, for the most of those 3 weeks, I've only really been at work for like 3 full days, I believe. And it's been
right.
Rough. Everybody's been awesome. And I'm leaving next week. And so that's the other crappy thing is like I already had this.
Oh, yeah. You have your vacation.
I had this time off that I had planned ahead. And it just, this is how it all fell. So. You know, I'm going to be at work for like a day and a half this week, and then I'm going to leave for another week. But everybody's been nice. Everybody's cool where I work, so nobody's mad at me yet.
Yet. Yeah. Yet is the key word.
Yeah. So Jurassic Smarks. Welcome to the first episode of Jurassic Smarks.
How do we never, like, coin that at all?
We might have to. We just might have to. I think we're going to rebrand ourselves here.
I know that's right up your alley completely.
if we could blend in dinosaurs and wrestling as a podcast, that'd be amazing. So
we should.
Yeah,
we totally should.
I think it'd be great. It'd be hilarious. But
So you're going to have to take a bit of a lead on this one, because my my wrestling watching this week has been all slim to none.
Oh, my gosh.
Work has been insane, so I've been trying to catch up as much as I can.
I mean, here's the thing, too, is I had my nonprofit met this week, so we met on Monday, and then Tuesday, only watched a little bit of SmackDown. And then today I've been busy all day too, so I didn't watch much of NXT. So the wrestling on my end too is slim to none. It was my sister's birthday on Monday, so I was hanging out with her.
I saw that.
And she is 33 years old now. So
she's old.
She's old.
I mean, we're older, but
I'm older, but she is so old. She is the oldest.
The eldest.
She is actually she's not. I'm the oldest, but I was trying to go for a Donald Trump kind of like, she's so old, she's the oldest.
She's so old, yeah. my hair, I don't know. We're going to deport her.
We're going to deport her. Get her out of the country.
Anyway. Build a wall around her house so no one will ever see her again.
It's your birthday.
It is the oldest. It's huge. It's huge how old she is.
Pretty much. So yeah, I spent the day with her, the night with her. And I ended up having to go to a meeting at 7, go figure. And so, I barely got any of Raw watch, which is kind of a bummer because I heard it was a really good episode. Same with SmackDown. I heard SmackDown was really good to watch too. So,
I got to watch the first half of Raw, and I watched that yesterday. I got home at like 8:30 at night from work on Monday. So I was tired, and I fell asleep like almost instantly when I came home.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I watched about half of Raw, and the same things, like I was just falling asleep. So it's just been a hell of a week, and it's my first week at a new job. So it's just, you know, ironing out kinks, getting into the swing of things, and the next couple of weeks are going to be much smoother.
Oh, that's usually the deal. First week on a new job, especially when the way you're kind of doing it. So you're kind of figuring out how to go all about it. We can read some news. There's news that the Disney Channel announced on Wednesday that they're going to be making a live-action movie based on Kim Possible.
Kim Possible,
which is an animated action comedy series that aired on the Kids Cable Network from 2002 to 2007. And on Twitter, they're asking fans to voice their opinion on who should play Kim Possible. And Becky Lynch raised her hand and volunteered herself. So would you be interested in watching a live Kim Possible action movie starring Becky Lynch?
That would be pretty funny.
I think that'd be awesome.
I would definitely.
I would totally watch that. I wouldn't be opposed. And more Becky Lynch, the better. I think it'd be awesome.
Becky Lynch anywhere. I mean, it's got to be hilarious with her. I'm sure they won't, of course. But I mean, I would be all on for that. I literally just read that before you said
that. What website are you on right now?
I am on Wrestling Inc.
How funny is that?
Is that where you're on?
I'm exactly on the same website.
I'm bouncing between a couple different ones.
So we actually we also got an official WWE cookbook coming soon.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm reading this. Let's see. WWE and Inside Editions will be releasing their official WWE cookbook on October 23rd of this year. So it's still about 9 months away. You can pre-order the hardcover book on sale through Amazon at the link below listed on WrestlingInc.com's website. So you guys can check that out if you'd like to. I can read you the official synopsis written by Allison Robicelli. It's interesting. Take your talents from the ring to the kitchen with WWE The Official Cookbook, a collection of recipes and dishes inspired by your favorite WWE superstars. Can you smell what the WWE universe is cooking? WWE The Official Cookbook gives fans a guide to creating a variety of fun dishes and drinks inspired by the WWE universe of both past and present. In addition to the showcase of unique WWE-inspired recipes, the book will include a collection of food pairings along with everything needed to build your own creative superstar dishes. Indulge yourself with Roman Reigns spiked Superman fruit punch, The Rock's Rama bull ribs, Macho Man's savage cheese and nachos, and even take a trip to Brock Lesnar's Suplex City. Featuring over 75 recipes and striking full color photographs, WWE The Official Cookbook will feature separate categories for food and drink, from appetizers to desserts, creating the ultimate recipe for fans of the WWE. So it sounds like it's just food with WWE names inserted to them.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I mean,
Open a restaurant. God damn it. Like, that seems like it would make more sense in a cookbook.
We've done the restaurant before. Didn't we have like a Nitro Cafe in Las Vegas?
No, remember they? I don't know about that, but you remember they had the WWE.
There was a they had the WWE restaurant
in Times Square.
Yeah. No, there was a Nitro Cafe. I think there was a Nitro in Jesus. Las Vegas. There was one because I have a shot glass from it. Yeah, there is definitely that there.
So did you see Shelton Benjamin has some heat with Budget Rent-A-Car?
No, he didn't.
Oh, this is so good. Shelton Benjamin tweeted a picture of a Ruger pistol. And said, thank you at Budget for your great service of putting my reputation, freedom, and quite possibly my life in jeopardy. I've been unknowingly been driving around the car in the last 4 days with an effing loaded gun in the glove compartment.
Oh my gosh, and wow.
Randy Orton speaks for us all by replying back to that and word for word saying, holy fuck, dude.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, like, he opened up his glove compartment, and there was a loaded fucking pistol in the glove box.
How do you not check the car when you get it back, right?
You would think, right? Because you want to check to make sure that any incident, like, insurance or anything, like, related is in there.
Yeah, exactly.
What an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Dave Meltzer is reporting that the beef between Corey Graves and Booker T is not a work.
Yeah, this is all real, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is, like, I never really thought that they were having that kind of beef.
Neither did I.
You look at all, like, the Botchamania videos and stuff, it's always like Booker and Cole kind of like giving each other the side eye. But it's interesting that it's actually Corey Graves and Booker T. And Booker T's straight up blaming Corey Graves for Booker T being moved to, I think, what is like pre-show stuff as pre-show far as like, pay-per-views. And so he's not even on the main show. It's a big reason why we got Coachman. But I feel like if Booker wasn't being moved off the show, which I guess he already, like, the plans were to move him off and bring Coachman back. Yeah, so maybe that's always been the case. But man, it's pretty crazy. So I like what somebody tweeted WWE. They were talking about Corey Graves. Somebody said that this is the New Day making a crack, but actually it was somebody. Oh, no. Oh, great. I can't find this now.
Well, there's one where I guess I'm trying to see here if the New Day was taking, they were taking like fan questions, and someone had asked, Big E says, one guy wants to know if Corey Graves has a better jab or left hook. And Kofi says, we gonna find out either way. And they were talking about their ratings, and Big E was number 6 on the top 10 rating for SmackDown.
Yeah.
And Big E said, 6? That's a percent I would give Corey Graves in a street fight.
That's awesome.
So it's funny that they were making jokes about that.
Yeah, that's
amazing. Oh, yeah, they were doing a hashtag Ask the New Day.
That's hilarious. I see that the actual guy that they highlighted the tweet from is actually the owner of WrestlingInc.com.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so it was him that asked the question. Hey, so Jason Jordan undergoes surgery, man.
Yep. So right now on future events, it looks like they're pairing Seth Rollins with Finn Balor.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what the move is there and what we're going to end up seeing. I mean, I could see potential and putting the two together for a short period and then possibly ending up, you know, if we get Dean Ambrose back, if it's this year or soon, we end up with a Shield versus Club match down the road.
That'd be cool. I mean, that's a kind of a good way to save everything too. Looks like it was the procedure was called a minimal invasive operation. It was decided to do a minimal invasive operation to decompress the nerve to allow it to heal. According to WWE, the procedure that Jordan had is called a minimally invasive posterior cervical microdiscectomy. I messed up on that last one. But it sounds complicated. And when you start working on the neck, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
There's no word yet on when Jordan will be back in the ring, but we'll keep you updated. So kind of a big bummer, man. Like, you know, we had this big... You know, I this big heel turn eventually happening, you know, from Jason Jordan, and, you know, it's dead in its tracks, you know, as far as, you know, what we got. And I guess his dad had, you know, neck injuries. So I guess it runs in the family.
Ha, funny.
That was really bad.
That was. You know, it's almost like we forget that that story, that's a thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
They don't reference back to it very well on Raw.
They don't. They won't. And
I fucking, ugh. They're trying to get us to forget that they're father and son, almost, it seems like.
Well, I mean, Jordan goes back there and calls him dad, so I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because he goes back there all the time. Come on, dad, you see my match?
Yeah.
So you want to play? You want to have a catch?
So who knows? Who knows? there's some old like links on here still.
You know what the best thing is? I'm looking through right now, like through news, and because I looked up the Corey Graves stuff. It says people also to search for Bobby Roode, Rusev, Byron Saxton, Neville, Tom Phillips, but it shows a face shot of everybody. So Bobby Roode has got a picture of him, Rusev has got a picture of him, Byron Saxton, it's got like a professional like headshot, Neville, it's a picture of him in the ring, Charlotte, it's a picture of her, but Tom Phillips, it's the screenshot from his fucking airplane conversation on Instagram.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's not even a face shot of Tom Phillips, it's just that fucking screenshot of his conversation. Goddamn, Google did not let me down.
Of course not. Looks like on this week's episode of Impact, we're going to have Hania versus Amber Nova. And the funny thing about that is that Hania has already been let go from Impact Wrestling, so she's not even part of the company anymore. So anybody who follows Hania the She-Wolf, you can follow her on Twitter at Hania Huntress. Somebody wrote in and said, I'm sorry, Impact Wrestling fired you. It was bullshit. But she tweeted back and said she wasn't fired, that she quit, but Impact's going to call it whatever they want to call it. So, but it
was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, apparently she was fired over, remember when she refused to do that 90-second job to Sue Young that was supposed to be television taping. So, you know, she said that she quit, but I don't think Impact would fire anybody. Now that you think about it, it's like, is Impact really in the position to be firing people? I mean, unless they did something absolutely like ridiculous, you know, I can imagine, but I don't think Impact's going to ever fire anybody, especially when they're, you know, they're needing talent really bad. So I don't, like, I'm kind of siding with her a little bit, but it's still kind of dumb. Like, yeah, don't walk off. If you're going to do a job, do a job. But,
right, exactly.
They're trying to build up. They're trying to build up Sue Young, so they're trying to do something for her. But it is.
So our fast lane, our fast lane main event. It looks like we're going to end up with AJ Styles versus Sammy and Kevin Owens in a triple threat this time.
Oh yeah, that's right. It looks like that's what we're getting. I was like, oh, fast lane. Shouldn't you be talking about Elimination Chamber? The women.
Yes, WWE? But Fastlane is the SmackDown one. Yeah, but the WWE. Yeah, so they did announce the women involved.
Elimination Chamber got announced, and the field is set. Alexa Bliss will defend her Raw Women's title against Bayley, Mandy Rose, Mickey James, Sonya Deville, and Sasha Banks in the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match.
And I don't know, man. Almost even bigger than that, we've got Nia Jax will be taking on Asuka, yep. And if Nia wins, Nia will be inserted into the main event at Mania in a triple threat.
Yeah. On top,
like, I kind of hope Nia wins, man.
Yeah, I would like to see her in there. And I kind of like that Alexa Bliss is, that she came out, you know, and part of the character, the part of the angle was she is accusing Kurt Angle of, being sexist and preferential treatment of the Universal Champion Brock Lesnar. Where's his match?
I thought that was really good. Yeah, like, I thought that was really good.
Point it out. Yes, please do so. Please do so. But
it was funny. Like, Angle even felt like, it almost felt like Angle was caught off guard. Like, he didn't know she was going to come out there and do that. Because he's like, let's go to the fans.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Also, how did you think about Bliss and Braun Strowman last week on Mixed Match Challenge?
God, good shit, man. I liked him as a tag team Little Big.
Yeah, I like what they did is they did like a mic'd up with Sami Zayn and everybody. Like, they kind of, you know how the NFL does the mic'd up chat, like, you know, stuff, and you can hear what they're saying on the sidelines. They kind of did, like, they had a mic in the ring that was picking up all the conversation. It was pretty funny, the back and forth that they go. And Braun Strowman was like, you were right, I was wrong, I admit, you were right, Bliss, good job. it's really funny because he's being comedic when he's being fun, for this show, but, goes back to being a monster for for Raw and stuff. So it's nice to kind of get like a little back and forth.
See that side of them, you know?
Yeah, see that side of all of them, you know. It's a lot of fun to see that. So it's good times. Good times indeed, man.
So I guess Shell Guerrero is making a return to the ring.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know that.
Yep, she's going to be working her, it says, her first independent show ever, February 17th. And it looks like she's going to be working for Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. They're going to do Wrestling Ladies Night Out. So it's an all-woman invitational match, or invitational tournament, I guess, is what it sounds like. Uh-huh. So February 17th, she'll be making her wrestling debut. She was, I mean, signed with NXT for a little while, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, yeah. And she wrestled there for a little while, and then she ended up being let go. But yeah, that's awesome. That's good to hear. There's a link. I typed in Elimination Chamber, and one of the, like, the highlighted links was called, I have no idea what Seth Rollins is doing in Elimination Chamber. This is on...
Yep, I saw that.
This is on Cage Side Seats, written by K&A Knight. It's a pretty funny article. WWE announced that next week's Raw will feature a second chance fatal four-way match between Finn Balor, Matt Hardy, Apollo Crews, and Bray Wyatt. The winner of that match will gain entry into the upcoming Men's Elimination Chamber match at the pay-per-view. And shout out to whoever called out the second chance. I forgot, somebody in the group did. It's pretty awesome. Five of the six chamber combatants have already qualified, and this includes The Miz, Roman Reigns, John Cena, Elias, and Braun Strowman. This is all for a chance to go against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. Furthermore, this past week on Raw, Jason Jordan ruined Seth's final opportunity to compete for it. He's a ruin. He had a legit neck injury. Final opportunity to compete for tag team gold against Cesaro and Sheamus. This leaves Seth without a clear role in Elimination Chamber, and I have no idea what he'll do on that night. I think it's hilarious, and it's really funny because they say that leaves Seth Rollins with these wrestlers to potentially compete against: The Bar, non-title, The Miz, Taraj, The Revival, The Good Brothers, Titus Worldwide, Heath Slater and Rhino, Goldust, Kurt Hawkins, Kane, and the Cruiserweights.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. This list essentially includes a whole bunch of tag teams, Comedy at Goldust, and jobber Kurt Hawkins. It is doubtful that Kane will be fighting against Seth Rollins in Elimination Chamber, given his current storyline and kayfabe injury at the hands of Braun Strowman, but I'm including him on the list only because of his very recent upper card presence on Raw. Good times. Yeah. If you guys don't remember, I think Seth wasn't wrestling at this time last year. He didn't make his return into the ring until WrestleMania because he had just injured his knee once again. So.
Yep, that's right. He tweaked it, and then he came back right before Mania.
So maybe he'll just kind of just
not disappear for a week or so.
Yeah, just not be on. I don't know. So
we'll find out.
Who knows? Who knows?
So I had this revelation, and it's sad that I'm somewhat excited over this. So with Vince McMahon announcing, yes, with Vince McMahon announcing the return of the XFL.
Oh gosh.
And and 2K having the rights to the WWE video games. You think they'll make some sort of play to make an XFL video game?
Oh, I'm sure they will. But I also hope at the same time that 2K drops the WWE license.
Fuck, right? Gives it back to somebody who gives a shit.
It just gives it to somebody who actually want to design the game. It's frustrating. This, you know, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Like, universe mode is so fucking repetitive. Like, there's just no carrot. There's nothing in there. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. It's just become diluted.
I just wrapped up my third Mania, and I'm just like, okay, I think I'm done.
I keep wanting to go back, and I try universe mode, and then I'm just like, ah, fuck. This is, like, essentially, like, there's nothing else to do other than just, like, make matches. Yeah. And I feel like, all I'm doing is a glorified exhibition. Like, I know that it's going on for weeks and stuff like that, and I know I'm making matches throughout, but I feel like I'm just, like, pairing together, like, some exhibition matches and then playing as those. I'm like, there's not a lot of fun to this.
Yeah.
And I've tried career, and I went back to career this week, and I started playing through my career, and it's not bad, but it's not good. That's for fucking sure.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and I want to like those games so much, and I'll buy them every fucking year. And I don't know why I do. Like, I don't. I need to start playing more of everything, which is essentially as I, you know, fall a little bit more into this role with my new job, and I get caught up on everything that they've been behind on. because that's what's causing the issues this week and why I didn't get much watch is because it's just I'm playing catch up. They haven't had somebody in this area operating, inspecting these homes, and now I'm doing it. So I'm having to catch up for like a month and a half's worth of work all within a week. So once that's done, I'll have more time to play everything. I want to get back. I want to maybe even stream some Fire Pro. I'm that game is so fucking hard, but it's so goddamn rewarding and fun.
Hell yeah.
I need another wrestling game, goddammit. I need something out there. Remember when Impact put out that decent game and it actually looked better than the WWE games?
It had amazing graphics. That's the thing. It had great graphics. And yeah, the gameplay wasn't all that great. It was a little weird because of like the ring style and everything that was in it. But
right.
Yeah, visually, it was a beautiful game. And I could not understand why 2K could not ever figure out how to create create a better looking game. And I don't know, like, because some of the game models are absolutely dumb. Like, it just does not make sense to me why some of the game models are the way they are. But it's a little ridiculous. So a little sad.
Yeah, it's just
And at the same time too, I'm like, I you know, I think I've hit all the trophies I can get in universe mode, and the rest of them I can get, I mean, I believe are my player, which is the career mode.
Yeah.
Like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Like, I want to go through career mode, and I want to see it through, and I think I might, and I might even start streaming some of that. I don't know, man. I come back to that game, and I can sit down and I can play it for maybe an hour. And then I'm just like, fuck, I don't know what to do.
I really get burnt out on it. And so it's even to the point where, I mean, you do a lot more setting up than you do actual gameplay. And
right.
I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Like,
that's why I simulate to pay-per-views now, and I just do my pay-per-views. Yeah.
So you simulated everything.
Yeah, and I only play the pay-per-views. And once in a while, like, I'll jump in and I'll see what's there, but I just... It's so tedious and, like, daunting. Like, there's just nothing. Like, it sucks.
So, after last week's show, Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega were announced to face off at Supercard of Honor.
Yes.
You posted that last
week. Yes.
Yeah, so.
God.
Going down in New Orleans on Saturday, April 7th. Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes going one-on-one. So, that should be super awesome to watch. Supercard of Honor, that's going down April 7th. WrestleMania is the day after, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, so a great...
That's so fucking cool. That's going to be a hell of a match. I'm so excited for that shit.
Yeah.
We went out of town on Sunday, and my wife and I, since we've lost so much weight, we had to go buy new clothes because everything we had fit us like a fucking tent. So we had to go buy a bunch of new clothes so that way we had shit that fit, and I needed new t-shirts. So I bought a fuck ton of Bullet Club t-shirts.
Oh, awesome.
And wrestling. I got a badass, I'll have to send you a picture of it. I got a badass Marty Scurll, like, baseball tee.
Oh, sweet.
And it's like, it's like hand-drawn, like, side profile of him wearing the mask and the helmet. And it's like sketch-drawn. And then it just says villain in script underneath. It was so fucking cool. But I was so fucking jazzed. I got Jericho's Alpha Club shirt. And that's like the one that I was after. And I found the Young Bucks shirt that has the Macho Man colors, the green and orange and stuff in it. And those are the two that I was after. And when they ran a sale for Black Friday, they didn't have the Bullet Club one. They sold out of that one like within the first like couple days or couple hours, I should say. So once I found it in store, I was like, oh yeah, this fucking thing's coming with me.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's awesome.
I almost pulled the trigger. They had a Braun Strowman pop vinyl. I don't really buy anymore, but the only ones that I ever really buy are WWE ones. They'll stand out to me. I'm like, I kind of got to have that. But I fucking really wanted that Braun Strowman.
I will
one.
Buy
I like,
all
fuck,
those.
Should I get it?
I will buy all those Jurassic Park ones when they're released. Just saying.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I really want all of the damn It's Always Sunny pop vinyls.
Those
fucking
yeah.
things look great.
Oh, yeah.
So Matt and I are going to be taking off next week.
Yes.
Next week is Valentine's Day, and we both have wives. You know, we're not Uber nerds or anything.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to be taking off next week for Valentine's Day. We're going to rerun an episode. We're going to basically kind of do a best of Smart Marks. We're going to have a couple of our interviews. We'll have where Matt sat down and interviewed Valentina Loca.
Yeah.
And we talked about it before. We're going to do it again. We're going to air the episode on the same episode. We're going to air the interview with
EC3.
Ethan Carter the Third, better known as recent NXT signee EC3.
I'm also going to do an interview that I did with Kendra Lust. Oh, wait, that's a different podcast. Sorry.
How fucking funny is it that Drake Maverick or Rockstar Spud is on the main roster before
EC3? I think it's hilarious.
I hope he mentions that at some point. Like, in his, like, we're talking about how great he would be as a heel and just being pissed off to be there. Like, that would be something great. Like, if he brings that up, he's like, that guy was pulling on my bootstraps. You know, he was a guy who was tugging on my boots trying to get attention, you know, and he was a hanger on, and now look, he's there before me. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
I think it's awesome. We got,
so they're alluding to the fact that we may get some surprise entrants in this Cruiserweight tournament.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know who I could speculate on, but I'm
Hurricane.
Highly interested in seeing. Yeah, I think Hurricane is probably definitely one of them. So I really think he'll probably pop up. So yeah, I think that's awesome. We got one question asked this week, and it was by Alex, and he wrote us and asked, "Will Rusev be WWE champion in 2018? And by the way, happy Rusev Day, ya marks."
I woke my son up yesterday. I was like, "Dude, do you know what day it is?" He's like, "I don't know what." And I started singing, "It's Rusev Day." He was so pissed off. That's not what you want to wake up to at freaking 6:30 in the morning.
Definitely.
I hope, man.
Well,
I hope.
I'm pretty sure. I think I made the prediction that Rusev would be champ in 2017, and that did not happen.
It did not.
Do I want to play it safe? No, I don't, because Rusev Day will be champion in 2018.
I hope so, man. Yeah. God, I hope you're right. I'm enjoying everything that Rusev's doing. I'm enjoying everything that Aiden English is doing right now. Like, it's, they found a niche and they found a groove that works for them, and the fans dig it. I want a fucking Rusev Day calendar for this office.
Oh, I think it'd be fantastic. It totally should. There's a meme of somebody wrote, "If Braun Strowman gets eliminated first, I feel bad for the other five competitors," and it's a picture of Braun Strowman tipping over the elimination chamber.
That'd be good.
Amazing. So good job on whoever created that meme. Good hard work. It is kind of a different episode this week, and to keep it different,
I knew
it. I'm enlisting the services of a few ghosts that we know. And this is going to be a little different. I want to hear, I want to hear Dusty Rhodes' take on Valentine's Day. Can I summon Dusty Rhodes for Valentine's?
Oh, baby, I'm already here, baby. You don't have to summon nobody. I'm always here in your heart.
Dusty was lying in wait.
I'm always lying in wait, baby. So Valentine's Day, you know, sometimes on Valentine's Day, sometimes throughout the year even, baby, you and your significant others, you go through hard times, but you always got to pull it back together, baby, for Valentine's Day. So this is what I want you to remember. I want you to look over to the ones or the one you love, and I want you to tell them that son of a bitch Dusty Rhodes loves you, and he says happy Valentine's Day, and always be there together side by side to get through those hard times, baby.
Hard times indeed. Thank you, Dusty, for your beautiful insight on Valentine's Day. I always save the best for last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, always save me for last. Top bill, yeah. Always gonna be top bill. Cream of the crop. Yeah.
I thought Dusty was gonna call me a son of a bitch, but
yeah, no, Dusty's gone. Lock the door. He's not coming back in here, man. Yeah.
Macho Man, tell me, do you think that Valentine's Day was invented just like as part of corporate America to enlist like
Vince McMahon invented Valentine's Day. Yeah, St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Yeah, it was a pay per view at one point. Yeah,
I think Steve Austin headlined that pay per view.
Yeah, Steve Austin. Yeah, that's a bad dude, man. Yeah, once saw him look at Elizabeth. Yeah, and he gave her that rattlesnake stare. And that's one guy I didn't stand up to. Yeah, man. Yeah, Vince McMahon, he invented it. Yeah, I'm 90% positive he did. Yeah.
Why do you think he invented it?
Yeah, to make money, man. Yeah, it's the one thing he made that didn't fail like the XFL. Yeah.
And Macho, did you ever do anything special for Miss Elizabeth on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, one time, yeah, she came home, and there was a bunch of roses laid out. I laid out rose petals, I led them from the living room, yeah, all the way from the door to the bedroom, yeah, laying there in a loincloth, yeah, was Lex Luger.
Aww.
Dead. He's been dead for 10 years. We reanimated his corpse, and I showed Elizabeth. I said, yeah, don't you ever talk to him again. That's what's going to happen. No, it was me. I was in a loincloth. It was leopard, but it was green and yellow colors. Yeah, Macho Man. Got to always keep it flamboyant. Yeah, lay in there with the loincloth and chocolate heart drawn on my chest and in chocolate syrup. Yeah.
Macho, I like that. Thank you very much for that visual that I now can't get out of my brain. So
yeah, think when you think the visual, yeah, think HBK and Playgirl with the title in front of his junk. That's where my loincloth was. Yeah, a box of chocolates right there as well too. There was a box of chocolates with a hole in the box. If you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Get the hell out of here, Macho. Give me Jeremy back.
Oh God, what a freak.
What is going on with Macho? He's
yeah, hole in the box, I'm telling you. I bet you he's, can you imagine him in the movie theater with popcorn? I'm just saying.
Could you imagine Macho Man's orgasm?
Yeah, using butter as lube, yeah.
when Macho Man orgasm, I wonder what if he let out a ooh yeah.
He yells dig it.
Dig it.
Yeah, dig it, yeah. Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Get the hell out of here, Macho. Jesus. Oh, my God.
What a
show back on the rails. Oh, my God. So, yeah, guys, like Jeremy said, we won't be on next week, kind of. But we'll have a nice little episode set up for you guys and a special plan for you guys.
If you guys have anybody you want Macho Man or Dusty Rhodes to cut a promo on for Valentine's Day or to send Valentine's wishes, send those in to us. Oh, if you want us to record anything special for anybody, if you want your loved one to get a shout out from Dusty Rhodes or Macho Man, send them to us. Not only will we add them in the podcast, but we'll share the audio clip on Twitter, so it's easier to get to that clip for that special
person. Do that. So tweet us at @smart_marks, or you can email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com with your request, and send it there. Or if you had guys follow us on Twitter, just send them there, or the Instagram as well, and I'll have Jeremy record it. So good times indeed. On that note, remember Mark.
Yeah, hole in the box, I'm telling you, man. A bunch of chocolate around my wiener. Bunch of chocolate all around my wiener. She can start eating on the chocolate, and then, yeah, work her way up, if you know what I'm saying. Cream rises to the top, I'm saying, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah!
You can send your questions or comments to follow us on Twitter @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. Follow me, Mateo83. Follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question. Anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. I'll get it out. It'll get there. If you guys shop through Amazon,
I'll get it out, yeah.
For a link on PrimaGamer.com, there's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows you're a fan of the show. We'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to keep these lads on.
Yeah, get my wiener out of that chocolate box. Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
Macho is here to stay. And if you want
chocolate dongs, yeah.
If you'd like to directly support the show, visit patreon.com/provengamer. Monthly donation tier started at just $1, and there's some awesome rewards available at each tier. Again, that link is patreon.com. patreon.com/provengamer. Remember, you can stream, download, rate every episode from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, provengamer.com. Be sure to give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating. Leave a funny review. Hey, and send us those requests for your Valentine's dates. Your boyfriends, girlfriends, boyfriends, boyfriends, girlfriends, girlfriends. Let us know. And while you're there,
yeah, madness is gonna run wild on them. I'm just saying,
madness run wild all over.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, all over their face, neck, and chest. Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. Poor Ms. Elizabeth. She was not ready. While you're there, ProvingGamer.com.
Yeah, nobody's ready for the madness. I'm just saying. Awesome, yeah, nobody's ready.
And articles and the Trophy Horse podcast, Nintendo full screens and game stuff. So make ProvingGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling-related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He's Jeremy. That is Macho. We'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah.
On the Smart Marks. Peace out.
Dig it!